Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, it's time for your local Ford Dealers pregame show. Here are your hosts, Chicago football legend Olin Krut, Mully from the Mully and Haw Show, and filling in for Patrick Manelli, it's James Big Cat Williams on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome in to your local Ford Dealers pregame show here on The Score. We've got the great man himself, Mr. Olin Krut. And how about this? James Big Cat Williams filling in for Patrick Manelli. Wow, James, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're living the dream. We're doing very well. Olin, I hate to use this word, but I don't want to say that you can't make the playoffs if you don't beat the Giants at Soldier Field this morning. But I kind of feel like, how do you put it? It's a pivotal moment in the season. And really, maybe you can't make the playoffs if you can't beat the Giants at Soldier Field this morning.
Yeah, it's true. But good morning, Mully. Good morning, Big Cat. It's always good to work with Big Cat, who was the leader of our team when I first got to Chicago. And we all know Pat Manelli wouldn't miss it unless it was really important, but got ourselves a pretty good feeling there. Right, Mully?
Oh, there's no doubt.
And, you know, I know you already are. You already won the Father Finnegan Loyal University Award, but congratulations to you and Hall, you know, winning the Illinois Broadcast Association Morning Show Award. That was awesome.
What a
shocker. As far as the Bears go, Mully, man, I mean, yes, it's funny, right, because I almost felt like a snob this morning when I woke up because I'm like, yeah, we're going to win this game, right? And you're not used to that feeling of going into a game where you're supposed to win the football game. Be in this playoff race. It's almost weird to mention it for the Chicago Bears, but they're the better football team today, Mully, and go out there, take care of business. Excited to watch them go out there and compete. We know the Giants have a lot of problems. They have a lot of injuries. Go out there, take care of business, win a football game, keep yourself right in the middle of this playoff race, which is pretty exciting, man, to talk about the Chicago Bears in the middle of a playoff race.
Yeah, you know, the problem, Big Cat, as you well know, is we haven't seen this team really do well against good teams. Now, I don't know that that's something that you really worry about or if it's some kind of difficult aspect of it that maybe we're not giving enough credit to. I don't know. But you know, they have managed to win games, and that's really the whole point of the exercise. You just worry that there could possibly be, I don't know, some sort of a misstep with a team that is 0-5 on the road. It just doesn't seem like anything's easy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think the schedule has played out quite nice for them. being able to get these wins early before they really get into what is going to be the meat of their season. You know, it's good for them. It gets some wins. You know, it's good for them. Great in all of their wins.
They haven't
what they're getting in all of their
and
wins.
This helps not only build the momentum, but it helps build the motivation
in the locker room that'll take them forward.
Ola, it's a good point. And, you know, you don't apologize ever if you win in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But you do have people kind of wondering why this is as difficult as it has been.
Yeah, the games they played, right? The last six teams, the Bears played a combined record of 15-37, right? And the Giants come in and think, man, maybe we have a chance since the last six teams we played at a combined record of 33-20. So they played tougher teams. Molly, to your point, when you look at all the statistics, when you look at the teams the Bears have played, you know, they're not – obviously that record, you worry a little bit, and then you have the takeaways and the turnovers, and there's a lot of stats you point to that would make you worry coming into a game like today. And to your point, Molly, we're +3, +4. We're only winning by 1 point, right? And we go play the Bengals, and it almost takes a miracle play by Colson Loveland to beat Joe Flacco and the worst defense in the NFL. So I know what you're saying. I know why we're all worried about this Chicago Bears football team, and are they as good as their record says they are? But, you know, Bill Parcells said it, right? You are what your record says you are. We understand that they've played a lot of bad defenses in a row here. I don't think they played anybody ranked over 22 in points allowed in the last 6 weeks. But we keep talking about what are the Chicago Bears. Today, though, Mully, they face the Giants, right? And the Giants aren't they have a lot of injuries, and they have a pretty bad defense statistic-wise. And hopefully the Chicago Bears come out there, and that's why I keep saying – want to play? See this team look like a playoff team against these New York Giants. Look like a team that doesn't make mistakes, can put the ball in the end zone, doesn't struggle in the red zone, doesn't get the penalties that we've been accustomed to, or overcomes the penalties like they did last week on the goal line when they got the delay of game and hit Colson Loveland anyway for the touchdown. So that's why I'm saying I'm excited about watching this football game, watching the New York Giants, watching the Bears go against the New York Giants, and seeing if this team keeps improving week in and week out, and Coach Ben Johnson keep this thing moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that it is really essential. And, you know, let's be honest about it. There are a lot of things. You hear this every week from various coaches, and this week it was probably Richard Hightower more than anyone else. I think that Dennis Allen said a version of this in terms of how to finish games when he went into that little element. But the idea being that that every week there is some element of this team that really needs to, quote, clean it up. So they got to clean up special teams. Like, they still need to clean up some penalties. And, you know, look, I mean, we're never going to feel that not winning is a mistake or something's gone wrong. But the reality is, man, that was really a little bit too close last week. And and you look at the way they played on special teams, they better clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt they have to clean up a lot of things, right, Mully? And like you're talking about, close football game, onside kick, I think the second one recovered since they changed the rules. Kickoff return for a touchdown from a white kid from Deerfield, shocking for me to see the white kid break away, man, touchdown for him, but good job, right? Just struggling there on special teams. And when you watch it, I know Coach Hightower said, we got to get this thing fixed, we're all in. And it's just those were a lot of reasons to lose a football game, and then they found a way to win. And the defense just, you know, Joe Flacco couldn't miss, right? He couldn't miss, whether it's a man or zone, or he just kept finding the holes in the defense and finding ways to score touchdowns and take the lead. And then, man, we get the ball back, Cat, with 54 seconds left, and the Chicago Bears still find ways to win. But to Molly's point, when you watch this team over this year, even though they're 5-3, even though they found a way to win last week, you're like, gosh, what is this team? Are they as good as their record says they are? And I'm hoping today we get to watch a clean, good football game from all sides of the ball.
This is a beaten-up team. You know, when you look at what is going on with the Giants. They are just a very beaten-up football team. Their best players are pretty much out. They've changed quarterbacks, and he's given them a little bit of juice, as everyone from Sean Payton to Brad Biggs has said this week. Just be careful. You're going to get Russ very upset. But I think that when we look at the lineup they have, they got some big name guys on that defensive line. They're not playing really up to their capability. Maybe Brian Burns is, but it's really kind of surprising that they haven't been getting it done enough. And the Bears have some bad injuries on this one too. I mean, they got, you know, it looks like T.J. Edwards is out. That kills them. That is a really bad injury. He apparently had surgery on his hand. Always difficult to play in a circumstance like that. How do you keep them from being good, even though they've got some players who are? And apparently they're one of the worst tackling teams in the league. I mean, it's not like they're known for being great at anything. So that's good.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, when you watch this football team, Molly, the first thing you do, obviously, when you start to get ready for a football game is you pull out the roster, right? And you start to see the names on their defensive line. As a former offensive lineman, you're like, man, this is going to be a tough matchup versus this football team for our offensive line. You see Dexter Lawrence, you see Thibodeau, you see Brian Burns, you see, you know, Carter, you see all these guys. And you're like, man, tough matchup. But when you turn the film on, you don't see that really come pop off the film. You see a defense struggling to tackle, like you said, struggling to stop the run, struggling to stop teams on offense, period. So the Chicago Bears now come into this game, and your question you asked is a really good question, right? How do you keep from giving them momentum, giving them belief when they come into this game with all the injuries they have? And we talked about it. It's execution. It's not hurting yourself, right? It's not giving up big plays on special teams. It's not making a critical mistake. It's not having 10, 13, 15 penalties, right? We've seen from the Chicago Bears sometimes, always behind the sticks here at home. It's being focused during the week, coming into this game ready to play the New York Giants, ready to go 6-3, understanding what's in front of you. You want to see this football team, Mully, mature, become better at what they're doing. We don't want to see the critical interception that we saw from Caleb Williams before, right? We don't want to see the false starts by Theo Benedict. We don't want to see the big plays given up by the defense and the special teams. You can't give these guys any confidence, right? Because in the NFL, like, you know, and the Chicago Bears are not a team yet that can just walk in and say, we are way better than this football team. So any team in the NFL can beat you, even with their injuries. We know Brian DeBall is on the hot seat, the head coach at the New York Giants. Chicago Bears, man, Ben Johnson, we think this thing's moving in the right direction. We hear all the right things coming out of Halas Hall about culture, about the way they play football games, about running the football, being a physical football team. Want to see that today, that you keep taking steps, stacking wins, and changing the culture in your building, the getting it going in the right direction, being the Giants at home, playing a good, clean football game is what we're all looking forward to today.
And Olin, as I mentioned earlier, when you look at this team, I'm talking about the Giants, they're nearly as bad against the run as the Cincinnati Bengals were last week, which is a shocking thing to say because the Bears ran over them and it was fairly easily ran over them. And you think about now DeAndre Swift is back, and I guess Roschon Johnson is back, and obviously we know that Kyle Manungai is going to play again. He came off he had his best game as a professional. He had a great game. And now how do you split up the carries? Now who do you feature? If you feel like you're going to be able to run the ball in this game, it's a good idea to do it, especially if you're still dealing with injuries in your secondary, etc. But how do you kind of give the carries away? How do you measure who gets the ball more? Is DeAndre Swift, you don't lose your job to injury, so it's Swift's team, he comes back, and off you go?
Yeah, I think you go back with DeAndre Swift. I think he was playing really good football, right, before he had that groin injury. And obviously, Molly, like you know, it all depends on how he feels, right? How does that groin feel? How much of a workload can he carry? The thing that people worried about Manungai and obviously at Rutgers was his size, right? And how much can he actually carry the load? So you want I don't know if you want to just keep giving him those 20, 30 carries a game and taking risk, I think, of maybe injury for the young guy. But if Swift is healthy, he's dynamic back there. He was dynamic before he went out. He's dynamic when he catches screen passes. We talked about on the post-game show last week that if Swift was in that game, man, who knows how many yards the Chicago Bears would have had because the holes are huge. You saw when Britton Brown scored the touchdown, right? At 22 yards, I think he didn't get touched for 13 or 14 of those yards, right? They ran off tackle left. And he was just free to go. The offensive line, the tight ends, the wide receivers did a really, really good job blocking for the guys last week. The Bengals, obviously, struggling to line up, struggling to get hold at the point of attack. We all saw Darnell Wright's block, right, on the young Shamar Stewart from the Bengals where he drove him 10 yards off the ball into the ground. I mean, what a block that was. But bigger than that, Molly, is when you watch this offensive line, these tight ends, these wide receivers on film right now, you see guys who understand how to work together, how to pick up stunts and blitzes, and that run game is really gelling. Coach Dan Rochard, Coach Jim Dre, Eric Bieniemy, Ben Johnson, all getting that run game going. So I'd go back to Swift, Mully. I don't know what you think about that. I'd go back to him. I'd put the ball in his hands. I think he was doing really well. It just all depends on how he's feeling and how that growing is doing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Olin, I was surprised at how people were reacting to the game that Manungai had. I mean, I like Manungai, but Swift has been the better running back on this team, and he's been playing better, and I don't think you get those kind of explosive runs without him. What Manungai did between the tackles and the way that he was, you know, not going down with first contact and kind of, you know, forcing his way through, but that you can't leave explosive plays off the field. You know, every opportunity, and I guess, you know, we know 20-yard passes and 10-yard runs are explosive plays. I think Swift's more likely to get those. If you found a guy that can run the ball in short yardage, that would be outstanding. But we got to see that happen against the team better than Cincinnati in order to really be able to judge that. And also, here's the other thing you worry about, and I know it's not this week, but next week when they play Minnesota and they bring people from all angles and they blitz from everywhere, don't you have to have a guy with a little more knowledge of pass protection? Isn't that what usually keeps young running backs off of the field?
Well, yeah, when you have a young guy in the backfield, you always worry about the pass protection to an extent. Not only do they know where their eyes are supposed to be and who they're supposed to be picking up, but do they have the ability to take care of that block? You know, a lot of times you see guys chipping off the edge or waiting for that linebacker, and they have the ability to knock a lineman off of a block trying to get to their block sometimes. And, you know, those are the things that you worry about with the younger guys. But with an older guy, with a guy like Swift, in comparison, he knows his angles. He knows where to be. He knows who he's responsible for. And you have that confidence in him that he can pick up that corner that comes off that's blitzing off the edge, or that outside linebacker that now the line is going to turn free because they're turning the opposite way, and he is his responsibility in a big hole. So yes, you would like to see a guy with a little bit more experience, but you know, I've seen young guys do it too.
Yeah.
You know, young guys are in their books and on their pads and figuring out the things that they need to figure out. And with the experience that you have in the middle of that offensive line, if they can communicate it right, it will make it a little bit easier for Manungai.
You agree, Olin?
Yeah, definitely. I think that when you watch Manungai and Swift, and I understand that the fans and everyone getting excited about Manungai and his power running and downhill running style and the way he drives his legs, and I guess everyone excited, right? That physical style of running back, and that guy can take over a game with his power runs and driving his feet. He's the kind of guy that a lot of guys want to see. But we saw last week on third downs, they put Travis Homer in the game to Big Cat and Mullick, to your point. Like, they're worried about Monongai's pass protection. Obviously, work with the blitz and recognizing who the center IDs and who the offensive line is going to. And like Mully, you're saying, you know, looking a week down the road to Minnesota, and we all know what that defense coordinator does and the way he attacks your running back. You're trying to get Swift back in the flow, back into playing the game. I think he's the guy that you go at. He is your starting running back. I'm sure this is a storyline created mostly by Twitter, right? And I always tell you guys, if I want to be right, I go on Twitter, and whatever Twitter says, I go opposite. So I think that obviously Swift is he's your bell cow, right? He was the guy who got this run game going, got it turned around since the bye week, and they went out to the Commanders, and we're all like, gosh, how did you guys fix your run game? How did you guys fix your run defense in the bye week? When nowadays, Cat, they don't even have pads anymore, right? How do you get that all fixed? But Chicago Bears have been quite a run here, Mully. We all know, you talked about it, the guys they played against, what they're ranked, right, on defense against the run, what they're ranked on defense, period. But today is no different, right? Go out there today, get your running back going again. Cat mentioned the middle of that line, Joe Tooney, Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, Cat, playing at a very high level right now, man, at right tackle position. You, man, for 12 years for the Chicago Bears. Just a fun unit to watch, and a lot of talk about the running backs. Who should they play at running back? That's when you know you have a good offensive line. When everyone is screaming, pick a running back, put him in.
That's right. Cat, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, they make it seem like it's so much different for the offensive line. You're blocking the same schemes no matter which back is back there. It's just all about how does that back hit the hole? Is he going to stretch it a little bit more? Is he more downhill? So, yes, to see that offensive line come together and gel, and Olin, I heard you talk last week about them being able to pick up the stunts that defenses were trying to run blitz on. And, you know, that's something that usually it takes a while when a group has not been together. It takes a while for them to pick things up. But when you see them do that, and, you know, it's still early in the season, but it gives you hope for, you know, what can come further down the road when they are facing these better defenses.
To Cat's point, it's like there was a play last week you watch, and Jonah Jackson guy stunted out, and maybe I'll put it on Twitter. That way I can be wrong with everybody else. But Darnell Wright picks him up, bumps him, and Cat, I don't know, you probably saw this play too. It was on Monongai's, I think he had a 16 or 18-yard run during the second quarter over the right side, and Jonah Jackson immediately peels off and goes and gets the linebacker that Darnell Wright was responsible for. And as an offensive lineman, Cat, like, you know, when I saw it, I thought, man, that's a good offensive line. Now these guys are speaking with no communication, just a bump. And I know which guy you're supposed to have. I'll go get him. Go, go, go is the only word you need. Or cat, cat, cat. Or we all know how good offensive lines start to work together. And interesting to see them today, obviously, against better football players, not ranked much higher. But, you know, Dexter Lawrence obviously is an absolute monster there in the middle of the Giants offensive line. But just the fact of knowing who the guy you're responsible for when your guy goes to that guy is very important for an offensive lineman.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick timeout. We will be right back with your local Ford dealers pregame show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dexter Lawrence, nobody respects you anymore. Nobody. Your opponents do not. The pre-injury Dexter is not there in their heads. They don't respect you.
Yeah, those are strong words, but that's how you feel.
We'll take does it mean more, those words mean more that they're coming from him?
No.
Like a giant legend? No? Why not?
He's delusional.
We're back with more of your local Four Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the your local Four Dealers pregame show here on The Score. You got to love that exchange. That was Dexter Lawrence responding to Carl Banks. The first voice was Giants legend Carl Banks saying that Dexter Lawrence is not playing well, and Dexter Lawrence told him what he thought of that. I'm just wondering, as you hear that, we've got Olin Krutz and Big Cat Williams here. Was it hard to deal with ex-Bears? Do you remember ever getting into any kind of a squabble or, I don't know, maybe you were at a convention or something and somebody said the wrong word to you?
Molly man.
As far as
that goes, right, that exchange there, it's strong to say nobody respects you. I mean, I know maybe what Carl Banks is talking about there, where Dexter Lawrence is not the force he was, Cat, when you watch him 2-3 years ago and no one could stop him. And I mean, he still is, as a former center, I can tell Carl Banks that people still do respect this young man who is a monster there in the middle of the Giants offensive line, not playing the dominant all-pro level that he had played at. But it's hard when former players question you. We do a lot of radio. I do a lot of talking. Sometimes you talk about players and say things, and sometimes you expect them to be mad at you, and you can deal with that. But to say that somebody, like nobody respects you, is a pretty strong thing to say about a football player, man.
Yeah, and it hits Dexter Lawrence hard. You know what I mean? He's a guy that just got paid, and – Now, because of what Carl Banks has said, I've got to imagine that people are walking around talking about, you know, is he a guy that got paid and then once he got paid, he let everything decline? Or, you know, is it an injury? Or, you know, why aren't you looking the same that you have looked in the past? You were a dominant player. People have seen you be paid a lot of money and they expect, or they, you know, not knowing what's going on in the locker room or anything like that, they expect a certain level of, they have a certain expectation for a guy like Dexter Lawrence. So to not see him live up to that expectation after being paid, it's, you know, kind of hard for them to take. But like Olin said, I understand being in that locker room and older players not feeling as though you're playing as hard as they feel as though you should be playing. You know, that's something that, you know, you have to dig deep down inside of you and figure out whether it's true or not.
It just seems so hard because the game has changed so much. And like, I seem to recall, you know, Brian Urlacher in the midst of his Hall of Fame career was criticized by Dick Butkus at one point. Just, it was more of a style of play thing. I don't think that Butkus was really going after him, but I'm sure it felt that way. And when you have like a Hall of Famer who played the position that you play and he's criticizing you in any fashion, I would imagine that's got to hurt a little. I mean, that's got to be a blow when someone is almost has a, you know, eponymous name where, you know, he's Butkus. It's just like a different level of you know, the most feared man in football says you're not playing tough enough. That's got to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, but I feel as though...
Go ahead, Cap.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, go ahead, bro. Sorry.
I feel as though it depends on the person that's being criticized.
Right.
You know, are you a person that is going to take that criticism and grow from it, or are you the person that's going to take that criticism and now curl up into a ball and cry about somebody, you know, not liking the way you play? I think that, you know, going out there, and I'm not going to change my game for anyone, but, you know, after looking at it, do I need to play a little bit harder? Are there some things that I can do a little differently? And it might not even be on game day. It might be the things that I'm doing that are leading up to games. So, you know, as an individual, you have to figure that out, and you have to figure out how you want to take that criticism.
Yeah. And, you know, the criticism of Dick saying that, you know, Urlacher was timid or a side tackler or didn't punish running backs. And that's hard to hear, man, from a legend like Dick Butkus, a guy that I'm sure we all look up to when you come to Chicago. And what he says does matter. That is Dick Butkus, right? One of the greatest of all time. But, you know, there's also the, as Kat says, there's a, you know, looking at it from a different point of view, like, okay, when Dick played, he was heavier than the offensive lineman he played against, right? Like, it's easy to be the biggest, most physical guy on the field when you are the biggest, most physical guy on the field, right? So Urlacher's going against 300-pound linemen. And Carl Banks, I think Carl Banks, did he play defensive end? And yep. Dexter Lawrence. And just like Dexter's got to realize sometimes that me and Big Cat are in this radio business. And, Big Cat still coaches Lake Forest High School. And we watch a lot of football film and kind of see what's going on. And, you know, sometimes these older guys are just, I don't even know if they've watched the film. I don't know if they've watched the game. I don't know what they're saying. I think Dexter Lawrence's response was great, right? Yeah, F him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But
right,
to Banks's point, this is the 32nd ranked rush defense in the NFL, and you are the nose guard. Now, I would argue when I watch the film, when I watch the scheme, my question for Carl Banks would be, if I'm Dexter Lawrence, would just be simple. Name our coaching staff, since you seem to know so much, right? Name everybody who coaches us. Name the scheme we're actually running. Tell me what my responsibilities are. And then you start to realize a little more where these guys are coming from and just kind of saying things off the cuff. But when you're the 31st ranked rush defense in the league and you're a highly paid nose guard, to Big Cat's point, there is some responsibility that goes to that. And the run defense does kind of sit squarely on your shoulders.
So Big Cat, I was very excited to learn that you were going to be joining us today because, in part, I was around when you were a defensive tackle. I remember you coming into the NFL. I've been around a while. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on Theo Benedict, what it's like for someone like that to come in from a Canadian college and develop into an NFL player over the course of – he's only been here for 2 years, and the jump that that is. You were amazing the way that you could change from one side of the ball to another and completely learn a position and become a permanent starter over the course of your career. But I just wonder, when we think about defensive tackles and we hear this name brought up, Dexter Lawrence not holding up his own, what do you see when you look at it? Do you understand that position from before you became an offensive lineman as well as you do playing offensive line?
I'm going to answer that as a no, only because my experience in college and my first couple years as a defensive lineman, I was just really learning it. When I moved to offense, it was scratch everything, start from the beginning, learn the way an offensive lineman is supposed to communicate, learn what an offensive lineman is supposed to see, learn what an offensive lineman is supposed to do in a game on a daily basis. So looking back at the defensive stuff, yes, there are certain things that I can look at and, whether it be technique things or scheme-wise, if I know the scheme of what a guy's responsibility is, I can look at it in a certain way from that, yes, I played defense point of view, but I never really got an opportunity to play a lot of defense at the highest level in the NFL before moving to offense. So the things that I have learned over the years as far as what I want to look at on film, what I'm looking for out of an opponent, these things are a lot more honed now as an offensive lineman than they ever got to as a defensive lineman.
What's your take on Benedict? I'm just curious because you have – I feel like he is so raw, and I see him sometimes completing a block on the sidelines. Everyone kind of goes crazy about it. But then you think, wow, if Caleb Williams hadn't taken off and gotten whatever that was, 14 yards, to set up the pass to Loveland – that might never have happened because he got beaten immediately and he put the quarterback in peril.
Yeah, and he's a young guy, and a lot of the things that we want to see from him are going to be things that he's going to learn over time. The ability to get up in his stance, the ability to use his length when he's going against those speed pass rushers. One of the things that I notice about him is when he's beat immediately, he has to turn his shoulders parallel to the line of sidelines, as opposed to keeping them parallel to the line of scrimmage as long as possible. The longer he can keep his shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage, the deeper he can make that pocket, the further he can push that end around. But when you turn right off the ball, now you're shortening the depth of the pocket. Now Caleb can't get back as far as he would like. The pressure from the middle, even though it might not be a lot of pressure, is now back in Caleb's lap because the tackle did not allow him to have space to go back. So there are a lot of things that I see in him that, will change as time goes on. Some of these things he might be able to get rid of by the time the season's over, but we never know. It could be a long road. Like you said, Mully, I like some of the things he does, but I still feel as though there are a lot of things that he's going to have to work on that will come with time.
Especially in NFC North, right, where the defensive ends are absolute monsters when we get to Parsons and Greenlaw and Grenard and all these guys who are coming down the pipe for Theo Benedict. But to Big Cat's point and to Mully's point, man, what a job he's done taking these steps to get to where he is now. And he is struggling with a few technique things, Cat, which you would expect, right? And the things that Molly's talking about, the play on third and 10 where he gets beat clean really quick by Joseph Osai. And then, you know, Caleb Williams makes him miss and gains the yards. But look, this guy came from Canada, Cap. He was a free agent. We all know what a free agent makes. You're the number one pick of the draft. If you're not going to give him a chip, coach, if you're not going to give him a chip on third and 10, you better be weary of that guy over there on that side, right? So there's a give and take there, Molly. And that's the guy who made the play was the guy who was supposed to make the play. But Theo has been interesting to watch, Cat, with his pad level, the way he comes off the ball on the run game, the way he actually understands concepts of pass pro and working together with Joe Tooney. And Joe Tooney's doing a nice job helping the center and helping Theo Benedict. It's nice to have Joe Tooney there as a team captain. Guy who's played a lot of football. Guy who understands what he's doing to help out in the mix there. But Big Cat did a great job pointing out what he is struggling with, Mully, in pass pro, ducking his head, not staying square, turning to the sideline. Stuff that you know, the fundamentals are the fundamentals, man. Like, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, Big Cat walks on the field anywhere and says, man, I say, Big Cat, help my tackles. And they're working on keeping their shoulders square and not turning to the sideline too early, because that is key. But this really hard to do. But as we go on here, Mully, there's tougher matchups coming, obviously.
Yes.
And we will be watching the way he matches up and competes against them. And today, if they get into throwing situations, Cap, it's going to be a tough matchup, man, against this front, these guys who can rush the passer and get after the quarterback.
I
think it's going to be interesting to see whether or not the Bears are able to stay ahead of the chains, because I think that's one of the big things that's going to help them this week, keep them out of those third down, second and longs, third and longs, allow them to be able to complete some short passes over the middle or to the sidelines, but, you know, make it a little easier on the tackles, because third down and eight or more, it's going to be a chore for them. Especially, like you said, only if they're not chipping those guys.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Tyler, you should cut this tape and send it to Carl Banks, because we just talked about something very respectfully. And, Olin, to your credit, you very rarely go off on anyone ever. You are very controlled in the way you speak about people, and you are respectful and don't, you know, you tell the truth, but you're not insulting people. And I think that is a lot easier for people to handle when you have a conversation about it where it's not personal or it's not one thing. It's just the basic understanding of what a guy is doing. It's really helpful, I think, for everyone listening too.
Yeah, and really, on the insulted part, the only guy who's been insulted is me by George McCaskey, but that's okay. We'll move on from that. Listen, as you know, man, it's like, when you talk about these guys, Cat understands this too. You know how hard they're working. You know they're working to get better. If Dexter Lawrence does have injuries, you're always looking at where they came from, and then watch the film. And that's what I'm saying about what Banks said. It's fine. It's just kind of like, okay, nobody respects you, but why? Why doesn't anybody respect you? Why did you say that? What play can you point to, or what player can you point to that you watch that you think they don't respect what Dexter Lawrence is doing there? And you always want to have a reason if you're going to criticize somebody, as Cat just did, you know, really well. Okay, yeah, he just has to keep his shoulder square a little longer, right? He's got to work on that. And we know he is working on it. Now, the guys do struggle, and I'm sure that some people I have, Cat, pissed off with what I've said on the radio and on various podcast shows, but always trying to be weary of, okay, don't want to go after a player, don't want to go after a coach, don't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And what I'm saying are issues that I dealt with early in my career. You know, moving from defense to offense, learning the, you know, I was lucky enough to have, you know, Tony Wise, who was, you know, my real teacher as far as what I was doing on the offensive line. And just being able to know all the parts, all the moving parts around you, you know, and I think that was one of the biggest things for me. You know, I struggled relying on my strength. I felt as though I was strong enough, but when I played, I ducked my head, but I was only ducking my head because I felt like I needed more strength than I actually needed. You know, when I was able to do it right, it worked out well, but it was a long process in getting to that point. And, you know, having the opportunity to watch Theo right now, you know, it's nothing that he can't learn. It's nothing that he's not going to be able to figure out, but it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm. It's a great answer. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. You are listening to your local Ford Dealers pregame show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I think I just seen it on the jumbo or the screen out right out there, yeah. And then, like, social media, obviously. Yeah, that was cool. Such a blessing, man. Such a blessing.
How important was that play for you so far? Obviously young in your career, but the 58-yard play, how important was that to you?
Yeah, it was more important for the team, you know what I'm saying? Whatever we need to do to get a win, and I've been saying that, like, whatever, you know what I mean, just whatever I'm asked to do, I need to go out there and execute it. You know, that's why I'm here. That's why the Bears drafted me, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. So, yeah, I'm super blessed to be able to just be put in that position and do something to help the team win.
We're back with more of your local Ford Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Ford Dealers pregame show. We've got Olin Kruch. We've got Big Cat Williams. I'm Mully from the morning show, and it's time for Who's Hot and Who's Cold. And I'll tell you who's hot.
From the best morning show in Illinois. We got to get that corrected.
Hold on. I can't let that go. That's the second time that you've mentioned that. I hope you understand that you have a piece of that, that part of that goes to having
why
the
Why do you think I kept mentioning it? That's why I kept mentioning it. I have been waiting for my – no one called me to celebrate. I had no accolades. No one mentioned my part on this show. You finally got to what I've been working towards. My goodness. You know me well enough by now. I'm not really complimenting you guys.
why don't you bring a few of the Piccolo Awards and just scatter them a little closer just to remind anyone. Great stuff there. Thank you, Olin. And it's time for Who's Hot, Who's Cold. Well, hot is obviously the 10th overall pick in the draft. He didn't get the rookie of the week. He got the offensive player of the week with the two touchdowns, including the game winner. Great stuff. And that's sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM. 911 as far as cold, hate to do it to a fellow alum, but I would have to say that last year's 9th overall pick, Rome Odunze, was targeted 3 times and did not have a catch in that game. And I really hope it isn't a case of you got to pick one guy over another. You know, you decided that you had this play for the tight end, so we're not looking at Rome because he's not making a catch. Whatever it might be, his father got very upset on social media, and Rome handled that, I thought, like, masterfully. He did a great job of separating himself from his father, but also talking about how he loves his dad, and it was just a very well-done answer from him, and it made you feel better about his status with the Bears. But do you think that the using Colston Loveland is this breakthrough that now he'll be used more? Or do you think that you might want to get more balls to Rome Odunze today because he didn't have any catches in the game? And that obviously, I know you got a lot of mouths to feed, as the coach likes to say. But, James, how do you handle these diva – and he's not a diva wide receiver, but all wide receivers are meant to be divas. How do you distribute the ball?
It's interesting that we talk about this because I was wondering, you know, and I don't believe it's true, but are they going to try and feed him the ball a little bit more this week? Are they going to try and scheme him up so that they can get him the ball, get him some catches? Now, it wasn't like they didn't throw at him. I mean, two of the balls hit his hand and he wasn't able to hold on to them, but you do expect the young up-and-coming wide receiver that you expect to be here with your young quarterback Williams for a long period of time, you expect them to get a little more active in getting him the ball. But like you said, there are so many mouths to feed right now. Do you give him the opportunity to touch the ball on a couple reverses or, you know, a jet sweep, something like that, that – you know, just gets the ball in his hands. We know he's a dynamic, offensive player, but people want to see him with the ball in his hand. And he has to take care of the ball once he gets it. I don't think that they're going to do anything special to, I don't think we're going to go out there and see him have a 20 throw at game today. But I do expect him to get a couple more balls thrown his way and just see what he does with it. See how he's able to, you know, to help them get down the field. Because we want to see some more of those long drives that they were able to do last week against the Bengals. And this Giants defense is in a similar situation. Can they go out there, stay ahead of the chains, dink and dunk their way downfield, wear that defense out, and make it a no contest at the end of the game?
It was funny, Kat and Mully, because I was watching that and listening to that the dad all week, and I was thinking, man, God forbid if my family had Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what they would do. I would have to apologize every week for the things that they would put out there and say about people. And obviously, like, no one should put that on Rome. And like you said, Mully, Rome handled it. really, really well. And people need to stop caring what people's family are putting on Twitter. That doesn't affect the locker room at all. And should it? It shouldn't affect the locker room, shouldn't affect the coaches. You can't control what your family members are saying and doing. I thought Rome did a really nice job handling that. As far as him not getting those targets, you could tell the Bengals had their eyes on him, man. He's been hot. He's still leading the team in catches, right? He's still leading the team in yards. Not a great game for Mully. Mully, like you talked about, and Cat, like, he did miss two catches there that he could have had, but did a great job blocking, I thought, throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
Really was a part. He really is a big part of the Bears' run game, the way he blocks, the way he can seal the edge on toss cracks and the different things that he can do. I'm sure it's coming back his way. I'm not overly worried about him, Mully, after one game, obviously. Yeah. Some things I thought about, I thought, man, I wonder if Colson Loveland is even running that route if Cole Kmet doesn't get hurt, right? That's how many targets, that's how many weapons they have there on their sideline, right? DJ Moore, Zacchaeus, Colson Loveland, Kmet, you know, Burden was out, but he'll be back. There's so many guys to give the ball to, which I've dubbed them the 7-on-7 team, which they're starting to prove me wrong with the way they run that football downhill at people. But I'm not worried about it yet, Mully. Obviously, got a little louder with what Rome's dad did and talked about on social media and people responding to him. But I think they'll be fine. And I think they're just with how many guys they have. I think there's going to be some games that is like, Mully, we're spoiled, man. We talked about, should Monongai replace Swift? Is Rome Odunze not there because Colson Loveland is catching the ball now, right? Like, these are the problems that the Chicago Bears have put all these weapons in that room, given all these weapons to their head coach, play caller, who seems to be elite at what he does. It's going to be a fun team to watch as they go here. And Big Cat makes a great point of, okay, why don't we give him a jet sweep instead of asking him to block on those every time, which is what he's doing out there. A lot of times when you see these designs where they give these ball carriers the ball, it's Rome they put out front to make the critical hard block.
Great stuff. We'll be right back. You are listening to your local Ford Dealers pregame show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.